Big changes are taking place in the United States in legislation that is before the Congress. I've talked in the past about something that is moving through right now called the Equality Act. It has passed the House of Representatives. It's being considered by the United States Senate. It is a broad, sweeping act that will literally change the landscape of the United States when it comes to religious liberty and the intrusion of the LGBTQ gender, sexual equality, moral revolution that is taking place in the nation and the world at this time. This legislation, the Equality Act, is important. We should take note of it because it will change liberties and freedoms long held, long cherished by all Americans and especially those of faith. It is an act that represents a defining act for the entire country. It will actually amend the 1965 Civil Rights Act, which in itself was a landslide act of the time, and it will touch every aspect of American life, American public life. Nothing will be unchanged, and it will ultimately come into this private sphere. We can run, but we're not going to be able to hide from this one. One sponsor, a congressman of this, basically says regarding this act, this is going to be a vote that's going to be remembered in the history books. And I think people are going to want to be on the right side of history. And he was asked at that time if religious institutions, church colleges, churches, faith-based hospitals and other organizations will be impacted because of their convictions, their belief. And he said, quote, this is Representative David Cicilline from Illinois, quote, the determination would have to be made as to whether or not the decisions they are making are connected to their religious teachings and to their core functions as a religious organization. Or, is it a pretext to discriminate? A pretext to discriminate. That's the operative word there in regard to actions and intrusions that can and will be made because this is a very activist act that is bent upon impacting all of culture and all of society in the name of sexual equality and where there is discrimination that then is defined by a broad sweeping set of determinations. It will impact everybody. It will impact every church. Looking at what is taking place, the assault through this gender identity movement that's going on is really taking aim at any group, church, organization that has as its basis of belief and being an authoritative source. Essentially, as I look at it, I believe in the Bible. I believe that that Bible is the Word of God, sacred, inspired, a guide for life and conduct. And this act and its subsequent actions will take and go after anyone who holds a belief system based upon an authoritative book, such as what you and I have in the Bible. We're going to have to take a stand. As I said, we can run, but we can't hide. And it's important to know what's going on. The words that Peter said to the authorities who sought to shut down the teaching and preaching of the gospel in the early church in the book of Acts, we must obey God rather than men, is a statement we're all going to have to know, understand, and believe because the day just may be coming sooner than we think where we're going to have to say the same words and give an answer for our hope and our faith and defend what we believe, and there could be cost to that. Sobering is important to understand. We're living in big times, and there are big actions that are contemplated and thought and a part of the process right now. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.